The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, July the 7th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card this evening at Leopardstown, where the going at time of recording is good to yielding in places. The forecast is fairly favourable as well for Ireland today, so there shouldn't be too much of a discrepancy in that early reading. As I said, we have a 7-race card for you. Race 5 today is the pick on the card, which is the Premier Handicap. That comes along at 7:20, so we'll look at that a little bit later on.
Race 1.
Start off with the first race, which is a 7-furlong conditions race for 2-year-olds, in which the selection here is Brooklyn's Rose. This filly made an impressive start to her racing life at Ferry House at the back end of June, when quickening up very, very takingly in the latter stages to get the better of several horses that were quite strongly fancied and had got previous experience. And you have to say that this horse, on the evidence of that performance, could be in for a very, very bright future, particularly as now she's racing over an extra furlong. She certainly seemed to relish the back end of that race at Ferry House, and given that it was on soft ground as well, that should stand her in good stead. Jo Lyons' horses are in fantastic form in generally of late, and odds around about 11-10 even money look fair enough for this exciting filly by Holy Roman Emperor.
Race 2.
Moving on to race 2 then, which is a 1.25-mile maiden for 3-year-olds. Not a particularly strong race at face value. Quite a few disappointing sorts and quite a few that have had plenty of chances of late. But so I'm going to go with Smoky Quartz here and give her one more chance, particularly as the blinkers could induce a good bit of improvement out of this filly by Dark Angel. She made an inauspicious start to her career at Nace first time up, but improved upon that quite markedly last time out, albeit only fifth behind California Dreaming in a similar race to this over this course. She kept on quite well in the latter stages, despite being engulfed by a few that were just finishing a little bit stronger than her. She was clearly well fancied on the night, being only a 9-4 poke, but she did quite well in the end to overcome a bad draw and particular handle ground that might have just been on the soft side for her. Much better surface for her to race on tonight. As I say, the headgear goes on. That's a tactic that Dermot often induces when he feels as though a horse just needs a little bit of a spark to give a little bit more improvement. And the time figure that Leopardstown race certainly gives her every chance in what looks a fairly weak maiden.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, which is a 3-year-old handicap over 1.25 miles. Quite a select bunch of horses go to post here. The two that I'm most keen on my speed figures are Kubali and Power Struggle. Joe Lyons' Kubali certainly would have a chance if he could replicate that run at Limerick the other day, now stepping back up in trip, when in the first time blink as he finished third behind Total Demolition, who runs later on the card. But the time figure that suggests that was a pretty good race, and there's already been a winner out of it as well. So I do think Kubala will go well, and Power Struggle has to be on the shortlist, courtesy of that eye-catching run in the Ulster Derby at Down Royal the other day. That was over 1.5 miles. He was forced to race wide in the latter stages and had to forfeit a little bit of ground. But considering he ran all the way to the line against three horses, let's face it, who had verging on group class, like Stella Mass, Manjan and Lieutenant General, are all probably a little bit better than him. I thought it was an excellent effort by Andy Oliver's charge, and he'd certainly have a major, major chance if he can replicate that run here. So just a two to keep an eye on there in the 6:50 are Kubali and Power Struggle.
Race 4.
Moving on to the best race on the card then, this Premier Handicap worth €59,000. No great surprise to see Jim Bulger's Qatari Hunter, a short price favourite here to complete what would be a really impressive four-timer. He completed the hat-trick of wins last time out at the Curragh, overcoming adversity, staying on very, very strongly down the outside in the latter stages to mow down a very good field. And that backs up two previously impressive victories at Garran and the Curra, both in very, very fast times. He's clearly a horse going places, and Jim often does this every year. He always gets one or two three-year-olds that improve out of all recognition, and this looks to be no exception. I do like his style of racing. He's got a really good attitude. The ground, well, it all comes alike to him. He's won on good to firm and good to yielding as well. So while he continues to improve, I've got no real reason to oppose Qatari Hunter in a Rush and suggest that you don't do either.
Race 5.
Moving on to the 7.55, a very, very trappy-looking mile handicap. But there are a couple of horses here that do catch the eye, most noticeably Total Demolition, whose form ties in with a horse who runs late early on the cog, Kublai, so hopefully he goes well to boost the form line. But this horse certainly doesn't need any other introduction other than to say he's in fantastic form. He's a course and distance winner, which was obviously standing him in good stead. He won here three starts ago, starting his good run, when he quickened up smartly up the inside of the track to win quite comfortably in the end by two lengths. A subsequent victory in a very fast time at Limerick certainly gave him every chance and every hope of completing the hat-trick at Belliestown the other night, but unfortunately the ground rather went against him when he was racing on a heavy surface for the first time. But that said, he ran a Herculean race against a horse who A, loves the ground, and also is in great form in the shape of Tribal Path, who's now won four races so far this season, all on heavy ground. So he was clearly up against a very, very tough opponent on that occasion. Ross Coakley's obviously garnered a nice little association with this horse, and while he continues to improve and he goes back to a track where he's already previously won, it makes sense to look towards Total Demolition as the number one choice. The other one just to mention as well is a horse called Primal Snow. She ran really well here behind the multiple and prolific winner this season, Beachmount Whisper, over course and distance two starts back. Was given a rather daft ride the other day by Donico O'Brien when he went off far too fast for his own good over a mile and a quarter and didn't get home. But I do think he's worth a second look because I think he's got a decent bit of ability. So those are my two against the field. The main one would be Total Demolition, and the other one at much bigger price would be Primal Snow.
Race number 6.
Moving on to the Stayers' End, the mile 5 handicap. This one takes a little bit more explaining here tonight, but I'll be quite keen on Giant's Quest at a price for the Harry Rogers stable. This horse is knocking on a bit now, and you'd imagine he'd be plying his trade over hurdles sooner rather than later. It wouldn't surprise me if connections have got the likes of Galway and maybe Killarney later on in the season mapped out for this horse. But it's interesting that they've gone for the tried and trusted formula of using Pat Smullen for this horse this evening. Now, Pat's got an amazing record on Harry Rogers' charge. On the only time this horse has won three times on the flat, the champion Irish jockey has been on every single time. So it's got to be significant that having had Wayne Lorden on board for his two or three quiet prep runs so far this season, they now go back to Smullen to hopefully get the job done. Interesting as well that the visor on for the first time out for this horse. He has won cheek pieces in the past, but no real significant headgear has gone on this horse. So that's a little bit of an about turn. And I actually thought he ran all right the other day down in Belliestown on ground that would have been softer than he would have appreciated when he certainly wasn't knocked about in the hands of Lorden. Better ground tonight will definitely suit. He loves good to firm ground or goodish ground. Mile 5's not a problem. And he's certainly not too badly handicapped on the pick of his form. So at nearly double figure odds this morning, Giant's Quest makes plenty of appeal in the 8.30.
And the final race.
Moving on to the final race tonight, just a few to catch the eye here, not too many horses with major chances. Obviously Swamp Fox is going to be a popular choice with many, but he's getting a little bit difficult to win with now, and I'm not sure whether he's got that much scope for improvement, whereas I do think Grand Partner is certainly very much one to keep on the right side of, and he seems to be on the upgrade on the evidence of his last two or three starts over hurdles. He began his decent run down in Wexford when he finished fourth behind Flaviana and subsequent winner Cool Fighter in a very quick time. And then he went to Belliestown the other night in a much, much stronger race. It really was chock full of as many in-form horses as you could shake a stick at. And albeit he only finished second on that occasion, the winner was brilliantly ridden by Brian Cooper and all the way around the outside to look for the fast ground on Winter Lion. And I thought Grand Partner did really well to chase him down into second place. Clearly he's in the form of his life, this horse, at the moment. He goes on the flat for the first time, which shouldn't be an issue. He stays really well, and connections have booked the services of crack Irish bumper pilot, if you like, Finney Maguire. So grand partner, around about 4-1, looks an absolute steal. Bet for nothing, if you like, in the final race. Just a quick recap on the seven selections for us here tonight then at Leopardstown. Quite strong choice is Brooklyn's Rose, who's taken to follow up her impressive victory at Ferry House first time out. A little bit of a chance is taken that the blinkers work for the first time on smoky quartz in the Filly's Maiden. A couple to consider in the 650, mainly Power Struggle at the top of the weights, and the other one is Kublai in the first time tongue tie. In the 720, quite a strong choice here for the Inford Qatari Hunter, who's looks as though he's got every chance of completing the four timer. Total Demolition is my number one choice in the 755, but Primal Snow would also make a little bit of appeal with the headgear back on for the second time. In the 8:30, Giant's Quest in the visor first time, and more importantly with Pat Smullen on board, is the choice there. And in the final race, look no further than Grand Partner, who obviously arrives in good nick following a couple of good runs over hurdles of late. Thanks very much for listening to this Irish Racing podcast. Our next one will be on Sunday, so do tune in then. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.